You're listening to NITV Radio. I'm Nari Pakai, and Reclaim combines dance, spoken word, poetry and music to celebrate the resistance and resilience of mob. We're here joined today by one of the performers of Reclaim, Angeline Penrith. Thanks for jumping on and having a chat with us today.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Can you give yourself a little introduction? Who are you? Who's your mob? Where are you from?
My name's Angeline Penrith. I'm a Redfern girl. I am a Wiradjuri Nyuin woman.
Can you share with us about Reclaim? What is this story?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the title kind of tells it all in a way, because it's really about taking the stories from the State Library and from history, Australian history and colonial history, and kind of reclaiming them through First Nations narrative.
So this production of Reclaim, it draws on the New South Wales State Library's collection, and it's inspired by Stephen Page's iconic body of work. What has this been like as a performer, being able to access these pieces of work to inform the performance that's been made?
Being really, you know, eye-opening, in the sense, like, a lot of these stories or some of these narratives, like some excerpts have been taken from Flinders' diaries, Matthew Flinders' diaries, and I personally didn't know too much about, you know, him and the wordings in his diaries. So that's kind of really been an insight into the colonial footprint here in Sydney. But and also it's been really nice to kind of go through a timeline of First Nations resistance, really, since invasion. So, it's been really a full-rounded, a connected piece of work, if that makes sense. Like, we're not separate to it as First Nations people, artists, no matter where you're from across the country. So, yeah.
This work of Reclaim, it brings together dance and spoken word and poetry. How do you as a performer bring that to life?
Yeah, and it's also have monologue. That's where my kind of expertise come in, because I'm an actor by trade. I have over 20 years of working in the industry as an actor. But what's really cool about being a part of Stephen's work is that cultural aspect, in the sense that you are bringing dance and song into live performance space along with monologues and poetry. So that's been, it lifts your spirit. There's something really, spiritual about it. And it's not something we get to do every day. Yeah.
This space is also really unconventional in a way to perform. It's a takeover of the State Library of New South Wales. What's it like performing in this space?
Yeah, well, we're actually at STC rehearsing at the moment, so we'll go in there next week. But I just love the idea because, you know, a lot of these institutions, they're old colonial institutions, you know, been there for hundreds of years, and, you know, when they were first built, it was most likely that no Aboriginal person was even allowed to step foot in there. So now that we're being invited and getting to shape the narrative from a First Nations perspective, it feels like another form of resistance in our way as artists, where we can continue those resistance in the sense of the saying, we're still here, we're still honouring, and we're still fighting.
And how is this experience, do you hope, for audiences, how they will connect to your performance or to the place or to the contents of what's being performed?
Well, I hope it hits not only their minds but their heart. It's delivering a lot of, you know, factual information, but through a real cultural performance space. So I suppose it's a way of being able to tell our own stories and hit straight to the heart. I mean, it's just amazing piece, and I'm in it. You know, if I wasn't in it, I'd be watching it front row myself. What I would consider to be a highlight is how all this information is delivered, and to really wean out in the First Nations narrative through colonial diaries is highlights me, really. So you get to, you know, have blackfellas telling little bits of information and highlighting them and giving them kind of their flowers in a way through this production. So I would say every part, like the dance, the song, the monologue, the stories, I could not even pick one. Every single vignette is will hit your soul in the best way.
And for anyone who's looking for more information, trying to get themselves tickets or find out updates to see Reclaim, where can they go for that info?
The State Library website. That's where you can find all the information about the ticketing, the times. So hit the State Library of New South Wales website and all the information will be there.
Well, I want to thank you for jumping on and having a conversation with us today, Angeline.
Oh, thank you.
That was Angeline Penrith, performer in Reclaim, a contemporary ceremony, with performances on the 11th and 12th of September at the State Library, New South Wales. You're listening to NITV Radio.